Hi, this is Amy Jo Berman, and welcome to The Ride Home, Kicking Yourself. This audio is meant to be used when you're in a quiet, relaxed place. Please don't drive or operate heavy machinery while listening to this audio. Okay, here we go. Okay, so you just left that audition, and the unsupportive thoughts have begun. Now, what if the way you feel right now is just an illusion? What if it's you accidentally picking up on the limitations of others? What if, no matter what you did in that audition room, you could let it go and feel amazing about it and about any audition you've ever had? First of all, everything that brings up, would you destroy and uncreate it all and let it go? So be it. Okay, are you ready to use a great tool to help you get there right now? Cool. All right, I want you to close your eyes and take a deep breath. And let it out. Good. Now, first of all, I want you to get in touch with the energy of all those limitations and unsupportive thoughts from that experience. All the smallness you've allowed yourself to feel from whatever happened in that room. All the smallness you feel about your career right now. All that smallness when you really desire bigness in your life and in your acting career. All the smallness and shrinky, crunched down, gunky, heavy energy that's dragging you down right now. Just go ahead and get in touch with it for a second. There's no wrong way to do this. Just allow yourself to get in touch with those feelings and those thoughts and that energy. Good. Okay, so can you perceive the energy of that? Does it feel heavy? Well, the heaviness of all those unsupportive thoughts, of all the people that told you you couldn't do it, of all the people who aren't willing to do it themselves and try to hold you back from doing it because it makes them feel better, just go ahead and get in touch with that energy. We're going to clear it all in a minute, so nothing to be afraid of. Now, I want you to get in touch with that energy, and then I want you to choose to make that energy small. I want you in your mind's eye to just see it start shrinking and sort of crunching down into a little teeny ball, a teeny weeny little speck, and it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller until you can almost hold it. In fact, if you hold out the palm of your hand, hold your hand palm up, and picture all of that energy just as small as a tiny speck of dust sitting in the palm of your hand. Imagine that teeny tiny little ball shrinking down smaller and smaller and smaller until it's almost a microscopic tiny little piece of dust. Okay, good. Now, with that tiny little speck of dust in the center of your palm, I want you to allow yourself to become as big as the universe. So you're changing the spatial awareness between you and the unsupportive energy that you're aware of, right? So that speck of dust, that unsupportive energy, is getting smaller and smaller. And it's the speck of dust. It's this tiny, teeny little thing as you expand out as big as the universe. And you have no end and no beginning. You and the universe are one. You are everywhere. You are everything all at the same time as you have all of those unsupportive little thoughts as tiny as a little speck of dust in the palm of your hand. Now, there's no wrong way to do this. Just be aware of your energy and tell it to expand. Expand out as big as the universe, and as you're doing that, you're perceiving the energy of all the unconscious thoughts and heaviness of that audition and all the other unsupportive thoughts that have been holding you back as an actor, and they're all the size of that teeny tiny little speck of dust in the palm of your hand. So, right now, on one hand, you have that teeny tiny speck of dust, that audition and everything that happened in the room and how it made you feel and all the things it triggered that were holding you back in your perception. You have all of that on one plane, and you have the energy of you being expanded as big as the universe on the other plane. Can you perceive that? Okay, good. Now just allow yourself to keep staying in that expanded space, that space of total expansion, way, way bigger than anything that your mind can perceive. just all the energy of you flowing out and filling the room and filling the building that you're in, filling the city that you're in, filling the whole universe with you until you are the oneness and consciousness of everything. And you hold in your hand this teeny tiny little speck of dust of heaviness of all the things that you thought were holding you back. Now from this space, with you as big as the universe, and that audition the size of a speck of dust, imagine all the awesome things you would love to have show up in your auditions, in your acting career from here on in. All the amazing auditions you're going to have, all the amazing people in the business who are just totally loving on you, and they're handing you so many amazing, creative, lucrative opportunities to be that successful working actor that you were meant to be. Imagine that this is your reality, and hold up that teeny tiny little speck of dust in the palm of your hand and blow it away. That's right, wasn't that easy? This reality, where you're expanded as big as the universe, is the reality in which you can have anything that you choose, the reality in which anything is possible. This is your true reality. You can choose this energy anytime and create anything you desire. You've chosen it right now just by listening to this audio and blowing away that teeny tiny little speck of dust that has no meaning to you anymore. And what if by doing that, you're being the amazing, creative, infinite being that you were born to be? What if this is what you can always choose? What else is possible for you in your amazing acting career? What else is truly possible? And how does it get even better than this?